Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Welcome to the Financial Times Big Read, a weekly podcast featuring the best of our long-form reporting from around the world. I'm Anna Dedder from the Comment and Analysis Desk. Can the clean-up started by the so-called car wash probe in 2014 rid Brazil of the poison of endemic bribery? The latest focus for investigators is JBS, the world's biggest meat packer. And the new scandal has involved President Michel Temer, sent markets crashing and sparked protests in the capital, said Joe Leahy and Andre Scipani. The probes have exposed a system of patronage and corruption, but can it be dismantled? This report is narrated by Joe.
When Brazilian lawmaker Rodrigo Lores entered the traditional São Paulo pizzeria Camelo late last month, he could not have known he was about to spark a political crisis so severe it might bring the downfall of the country's president, Michel Temer. Under surveillance by federal police investigating political corruption in Brazil, Mr. Lores used the toilet before going to the parking lot where he met a contact driving a Maserati luxury sports car. The contact's name was Ricardo Saúde, an executive of JBS, the world's largest meat packer. Mr. Lores was then seen walking away, wheeling a suitcase containing 500,000 reais. That's about $153,000, the first installment of an alleged 15 million reais in bribes from JBS for him and Mr. Temer, according to documents filed with the Supreme Court. Unbeknown to Mr. Lores, Mr. Saúde was cooperating with the police as part of one of the biggest plea bargains in Brazilian history, involving seven senior executives of São Paulo-based JBS and its holding company, J&F. One manager of Camelo, who declined to be identified, says, "It's unbelievable. These guys were doing their dirty business right here. They are shameless." He says police had told him before the sting that they wanted to use his security cameras to catch a pedophile. The JBS plea bargain, made public by the Supreme Court last week, has sent the centre-right government of Mr. Temer, who has proved to be a competent leader despite low approval ratings, into what many analysts believe is a death spiral. Markets have crashed as investors who had bought into Mr. Temer's promises of delivering an ambitious reform programme to rescue Latin America's largest economy from its worst-ever recession sold their holdings. Ratings agencies have placed sovereign and corporate credit ratings on notice for possible downgrade, and shares of JBS, one of the country's biggest multinationals, have plunged. On Wednesday, the army was used to quell anti-Temer protests in Brasilia. The bribery scandal involving Mr. Temer and JBS has struck at the core of the system of political patronage and corporate favoritism that has poisoned Brazil's attempts to realize its full potential. For Brazil's increasingly bold, independent prosecutors, federal police and judges, the JBS plea bargain represents a new triumph in their three-year battle to tackle endemic corruption. An investigation that started with a probe into the state-owned oil company Petrobras and its largest construction group, Odebrecht, is now focusing on JBS, one of the principal beneficiaries of huge subsidized public loans. Yet it is not clear whether the spectacular results of these investigations, which have implicated a large swathe of the political elite, will end up dismantling the corrupt nexus between government and big business, or if the incentives that give rise to bribery will be left in place. Mr. Saúde, in his testimony to prosecutors, said JBS had spent nearly 600 million reais on bribes for 1,829 candidates representing 28 parties in various elections. Of these, 167 were elected to the lower house of Congress, 28 to the Senate, and 16 as state governors. With Mr. Temer under investigation, all of Brazil's five living past and present presidents are being probed for corruption. Paulo Sotero, director of the Brazil Institute of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars, said of Brazil's political system, in which congressmen sell their services to the highest bidder, "It is a corruptocracy. It's completely self-serving. It has nothing to do with the interests of the country. It is exhausted. We have to remove it." Few groups have come to sum up this system better than JBS. Founded as a small butcher, serving work crews during the construction of Brasilia in the 1950s, the group boomed during the 13-year rule of the Leftist Workers' Party, or PT. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Brazil's president between 2003 and 2010, was keen to build national champions in the model of China's state-owned companies or South Korea's chaebols. Starting in 2007, Brazil's development bank, BNDES, invested 8 billion reais in JBS equity, accumulating a 21.3% stake. It also lent directly and indirectly nearly 4 billion reais in partly subsidized loans to the group. Revenue at JBS grew from 4 billion reais in 2007 to 170 billion last year. The two brothers who run the company, Joesley and Wesley Batista, listed it in 2007, and then they went on an acquisition spree. Their holding company, J&F, diversified into pulp and paper and bought a controlling stake in Alpargatas, the company that makes Brazil's famous Havaianas flip-flops. JBS was not the only company to enjoy heavy support from BNDES, whose portfolio of soft loans with subsidized interest rates expanded nearly fivefold over the past 10 years to 876 billion reais last year. Others included Odebrecht, Petrobras, Embraer, the world's third largest commercial jet builder, and even Ambev, the Brazilian arm of the world's largest brewer, AB InBev. Marcus Lisboa, president of Inspur, a business university, says, "The Brazilian government conceded as much in subsidies on BNDES loans over the past 7 years as the US loaned to Europe during the Marshall Plan." Sergio Lazzarini, an author of books on crony capitalism in Brazil, says that the political parties in the government coalition control decisions at BNDES, Petrobras, the state-owned companies, public sector pension funds, and so on. He says, "Private companies say, I want to participate in this, I want to receive this money and these opportunities, so I'm going to strategically align myself with the government. If you had a little more rigor at the BNDES and start to close the tap, you've already taken out some of that element." But the true extent of Brazil's system of patronage only began to emerge after Mr. Lula da Silva's successor and protege, former President Dilma Rousseff, faced an unprecedented wave of protests in 2013 against government spending on football stadiums for the 2014 World Cup. She reacted by introducing anti-corruption reforms, including strengthening the ability of prosecutors to offer plea bargains to suspects. In 2014, federal police and public prosecutors began using these new powers in what became known as Lava Jato, or car wash, an investigation into kickbacks from construction companies to former executives of Petrobras and politicians in exchange for contracts. Next came a probe into Odebrecht, which late last year agreed to what was then the world's largest corruption payout of $3.5 billion after admitting to shelling out $788 million in bribes across 12 countries. Oscar Villena, director of law school FGV Gireto, São Paulo, says, "This legislation really empowered the public prosecutor's office with a new super-efficient tool to combat organized crime." The Odebrecht plea bargain alone implicated a large part of Congress and one-third of the cabinet of Mr. Temer, who was brought to power last year by the impeachment of Ms. Rousseff for budgetary violations amid widespread popular dissatisfaction about corruption and the slump in the economy. Meanwhile, offshoots of Lavajatu, such as Operation Greenfield, a probe into alleged corrupt dealings by state pension companies, began to snare other companies, including JBS. The meatpacker was also accused of paying off health inspectors in a scandal earlier this year known as Weak Flesh. As the noose began to tighten, the Batista brothers decided to bet everything by signing a plea bargain with prosecutors and promising to deliver the biggest prize of all, President Temer. Late on the night of March 7 this year, Joesley Batista sprang their trap. He drove to Mr. Temer's official residence, the Jaburu Palace in Brasilia, for a meeting in which the pair chatted for 30 minutes, according to court documents. The businessman told the president how he was allegedly bribing everyone from prosecutors to judges and a former speaker of the lower house, according to a recording of the conversation made by Mr. Batista himself. Mr. Temer appeared to mutter encouragement before allegedly recommending that the lawmaker, Mr. Lodders, handle Mr. Batista's business problems, according to the court documents. Mr. Batista met Mr. Lodders 6 days later and promised him and Mr. Temer the 15 million reais bribe if they could resolve a gas deal for one of JBS's electricity plants. Mr. Temer has denied wrongdoing in the conversation and vowed not to resign. His lawyers claim the tape of the conversation has been selectively edited to frame him. But analysts say his reform program, which is aimed at restoring public finances through an overhaul of the country's overgenerous pension system, will be paralyzed while he remains in office. As rumors swirl about who might replace him and how, analysts say Lavajatu is accelerating the collapse of the political old guard who have ruled Brazil since the end of military dictatorship more than 30 years ago. Sergio Fausto of the Fundação Fernando Henrique Cardoso says, "Over the years, the political parties became sclerotic. Now Lava Jato will open new opportunities by accelerating the political mortality rate in the country." But others caution that Lava Jato has its limits. Political reform is needed to change the incentives that lead politicians to become corrupt in Brazil. For instance, most analysts say there need to be rules to prevent the plethora of small political groups in Congress. Brazil has 35 officially registered parties. The system allows opportunistic politicians to set up parties to access government funds that are set aside for political groups. They can then sell free television time awarded during elections to larger parties. Once in Congress, some small parties have also extracted bribes for supporting legislation. Brazil's proportional representation system also allows too many politicians to enter Congress without significant popular support in their own right, analysts say. The law, meanwhile, has protected corrupt politicians by only allowing the slow-moving Supreme Court to try them in cases of wrongdoing rather than the more dynamic lower courts. Mr. Soltero says that without political reform, you could put 10 Mother Teresas and 200 Pope Francises in Congress, and after 2 months, even they would have gone bad. The system creates all the wrong incentives. The Lava Jato investigation is not without its own failings too, critics say. Having negotiated their plea bargains, Brazilian media reported that the Batista brothers had decamped to New York, infuriating public opinion after they escaped prison in their deal with prosecutors. JBS also executed foreign exchange transactions ahead of the plea bargain, allegedly anticipating a sharp fall in the real against the dollar amid concerns over the reform program. Brazil's market regulator has opened 5 investigations into the transactions, including into alleged insider trading. JBS has denied wrongdoing. For ordinary Brazilians, such stories only serve to confirm their deep distrust of politicians and big business, a factor that will be an important feature in elections next year. So far, there are no clear candidates, but political outsiders are expected to do well. After the scandals involving Ms. Rousseff and Mr. Temer, Brazilians will be hoping for competent and honest government. At Camelo, in the wealthy Jardines neighbourhood, where the Temer drama began, no one is holding their breath. One of the customers finishes a pizza in front of the restaurant's Arabian Nights-themed decor. Leaving a tip on the counter, he jokes to the manager, "Here, it may not be like the Batistas, but unlike our politicians at least, I'm leaving something extra for you."
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.